Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Evans Zininga. And tonight on Live Talk, we are discussing the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, and this is going on in New York. But to kick us off, U.S. President Joe Biden makes his final presidential address before the United Nations General Assembly this week. But hanging over his head as he takes to the Green Marble Podium for the last time and as he meets separately with other leaders in New York, it is the conflict in the Middle East and how his actions have shaped it. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from New York.
This is the last time President Joe Biden will address a major international forum, the hundreds of leaders who gather each year for the United Nations General Assembly. It comes at a clutch moment, says the U.S. ambassador to the global body.
We say this every year, but this UNGA could not come at a more critical and more challenging moment. The list of crises and conflicts that demand attention and action only seem to grow and grow.
Atop that list, Gaza. Here, the U.S. position is not in line with the rest of the assembly, which last week overwhelmingly passed a resolution demanding that Israel end its occupation of Palestinian territory within the next 12 months. The United States was among the 14 no votes, which Thomas Greenfield said was in line with Washington's opposition to unilateral measures that undermine the prospect of a two-state solution. Analysts expect Biden to discuss his support of Israel and his support of Ukraine in this year's address. They spotlight those two conflicts as major challenges as he ends his presidency.
With the Middle East, this looks like, you know, how do you keep the lid on this and see, hope the conflict doesn't spiral out of control into a regional war? And, you know, I think there's anybody's best guess about what's going to happen there.
One thing is painfully clear. As the conflict nears the one-year mark, nearly 100 hostages are thought to remain in Hamas custody. The White House says bringing them home is their top priority and the key pillar of a deal to halt the fighting between Israel and the militant group. Kessler said many leaders will give Biden a warm welcome during his valedictory speech, as he has used his term to rebuild alliances and reestablish global norms.
There is a lot of affection for him out there in most nations. Of course, there's a few where there is not.
Biden speaks in New York Tuesday. Anita Powell, VOA News, New York.
Civil rights groups across the world converging in New York today at the ongoing side meeting, the Summit of the Future, which underscores the urgent need for enhanced international cooperation. Groups and people's leaders representing some of the world's most marginalized communities are uniting for a global people's assembly to demand meaningful changes that address the root cause of global injustice and solutions that prioritize the needs and rights of those left behind. We're going to turn on to our reporter, Taboka Ncube, for a quick insight of the situation in New York. Hi, Taboka. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
How are you doing?
I am well.
Thank you.
We see you are in the Big Apple, and we just heard right now that Foreign Minister Shala is speaking. How are things going there?
Thank you, Evans. Yes, most leaders are already here in New York with, in the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Shala, speaking right now as we speak at the Summit of the Future, where we started yesterday, where there was a push for countries to come together and work together on issues like climate change, on issues around conflict in the world. And there's a pact that was initially proposed by the Secretary General Antonio Guterres in 2021, and this is the pact that they have signed during the opening of the Summit of the Future on Sunday, and they are really committing themselves to fighting climate change. We know in Zimbabwe we had a drought because of climate change, and countries all over the world are looking at trying to solve some of these issues.
Very, very interesting discussions there going on. Now, we understand the Zimbabwe president is not there. Everybody has heard the news. And what are people saying about the absence of the Zimbabwe president?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Evans. So far, we understand that most people who had come from Zimbabwe, most government officials are now going back to Zimbabwe following the no-show by the president. The president was supposed to be speaking on Wednesday here at the summit. We are yet to hear who is going to speak on his behalf, but it is speculated that Minister Shawa is going to speak on his behalf here. And thank you, Evans.
Now, let me bring you to another subject. Obviously, there should be a very huge build-up towards tomorrow's event where we expect the leaders to start making their presentations. What is that coming along like?
Yes, thank you, Evans. Yes, people are excited here. You can tell there's a lot of traffic, and most leaders are now here waiting for tomorrow, where we are set to see the opening of the 79th UN General Assembly. First, we are going to see the Secretary General speaking, and then Brazil, and then we are also going to see President Joe Biden of the U.S. Speaking tomorrow. We know it's his last UN meeting as the President of the United States.
Mhm. Nechishona Taboka, kune mimwe here misangano iri kuitwa tinoziva makore ese panoitwa musangano iwoyoyo. Kunenge kune mimwe misangano yakasiyana siyana inenge ichiitwa kunzo uku kuma side meetings. Ndeipi mimwe ingatarisirwe nevazhinji iri ichange ichiitika pamusangano?
Misangano iripo iri kuitika uyezve varipo vakawanda vari kubvawo kuZimbabwe vatanzwa kuti vari pano vachatotsvaka tikaona kuti tichagona kutaura navo here pachirongwa. Vakawanda vari kutarisawo nyaya dzemahuman rights, vakatarisira kuti pane misanganowo inotarisa nyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu ichange ichiitwa. Uyezve musi wemugovera panewo vaaratidzira vari muno muNew York December 12th movement, avo vairatidzirawo vachiti ngakubviswe zvirango zvakaisirwa vatungamiriri vemuZimbabwe. Tichange tichikupaiwo zvekare kuti ndeipi mumwe musangano iri kuitwa, uyezve vanhu vekuZimbabwe vari kupinda misangano iyi tichavatsvaga totaura navo touya navo pachirongwa.
Mm-hmm. Ndichipedzisira Taboka, kune vamwe here vawati waonawo vana veZimbabwe varikowo kumusangano iyoyi kunze kwevatungamiriri nemakurukota ehurumende?
Pari zvino hapana vatati tasangana navo, asi tiri kungotaura navo panhare kuti tatarisira kuti tinge tichitaura navo kutanga mangwana. Tichakuzivisai kuti ndevanani kana tazotaura navo tauya navo zvekare muchirongwa.
Aiwa, siyabonga Taboka. They sizopinda sibuye futi kusasa so that we get to hear more about what's going on. We'll touch base with you tomorrow, definitely. Thank you so much. That was Taboka Nule, a VOA Zimbabwe Studio 7 reporter in New York, catching it live as it happens. And on that note, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Welcome back. And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. So the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly is going on in New York, with the general debate of the session of the General Assembly opening tomorrow, Tuesday, the 24th of September. It will continue through Saturday, September 28, and conclude on Monday, September 30, 2024. The theme for the general debate of the 79th session of the General Assembly is Leaving No One Behind, Acting Together for the Advancement of Peace, Sustainable Development, and Human Dignity for Present and Future Generations. The Assembly comes with Zimbabwe's President's notable absence as he cancelled the trip last week, citing being overwhelmed with other duties. And the Foreign Affairs and International Trade Minister Shala is representing Zimbabwe. We just saw him speak there earlier at the side meeting for today. He met also Mr. Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General, and they discussed the pressing need for addressing the climate crisis, including the adverse impact of the El Nino-induced drought in Zimbabwe and Southern Africa. And now to discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by Professor Ricky Mukonza, a political analyst based at Tshwane University of Technology in South Africa, and ZANU-PF's Calvin Manduna. Calvin is a politics and policy PhD student at Howard University here in Washington. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Good evening, Mr. Zinga. Good evening to your listeners.
Right. Prof, can you hear me? I didn't get you quite there.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Zinga, and good evening to your listeners.
All right. Let me start with you, Professor Mukonza. What is the United Nations General Assembly all about? People might want to know a little bit of that before we start delving into more detail.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zinga. The United Nations General Assembly is a platform where leaders come together at the level of UN to discuss some issues that have global implications. Of course, there will be others that may be regional, but will be featuring on the global agenda. So it is generally a platform that is created by the United Nations for leaders to reflect on chosen themes and chosen issues that will be of interest at a particular time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for explaining that. Now let me come to you, Mr. Manduna. I know your strength and interest in policy management and all that. Knowing what we know now about the Assembly, do you think there is more important work for the president to be doing in Zimbabwe today instead of representing his country at the Assembly? Mr. Manduna, can you hear me? It seems we are struggling to hear from Mr. Manduna there. We will check back with our producers and see if they can call him back for us. We would love to hear your thoughts on this, Mr. Manduna. While we wait for Mr. Manduna to come back, Professor, maybe we could move on and throw the same question at you. You know, I am interested in looking at the importance of this assembly, the way you have explained how it works, what it means, and what's there to miss or to win for Zimbabwe. Do you think there is more important work for the Zimbabwe president today to do in Zimbabwe instead of being here representing the country at the General Assembly?
I don't think so, Mr. Zinga. You know, any president would take pride and would do everything to represent his country. it's a platform like that one, because remember, this is a global platform. The president may have, had the opportunity to represent the country, SADC, but SADC is a regional organization, and many other. But this is a global platform where the president has an opportunity to, explain to the world the position of Zimbabwe on various issues of interest, depending on the theme of that, United Nations General Assembly. So to say they can be anything, that can be more important for the president at this point in time, I don't think that's the truth. There could be issues that could have prevented the president from attending the United Nations General Assembly.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Professor. I'll come back to you. Let me give Mr. Manduna an opportunity. Can you hear me now, Mr. Manduna?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, man. I had just thrown a question there, and I had the prof give his perspective on it. And I'd love to throw the same thing to you and get your from an angle of policy understanding and perspective, knowing what we know about the importance of this assembly and what's there to lose and what's there to get for Zimbabwe as a country. Do you think there is more important work for the president to be doing in Zimbabwe today instead of being in New York representing his country?
Well, I think I would not. The UN General Assembly is a very important platform. But I think, given the current issues that the UN is faced with, in particular the conflicts in different places in Gaza, which has spilled over into Lebanon, Ukraine, in Africa ourselves, we have conflict that's hot, Sudan, Ethiopia, DRC, we have Haiti, and climate concerns that are hot on the agenda too. I suspect the domestic issues facing countries, certain countries, whatever they may be, for Zimbabwe, for example, are not too high on the agenda. So you see some leaders missing, as leaders often do. Sometimes they miss these conferences if they are pressing concerns at home.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's Mr. Manduna's perspective there. I hope the good prof is also listening and paying attention to that. Moving on, I would like to come back to you, Professor Mkonza, and say, maybe let me read the theme one more time for you for this the convention this year. Leaving no one behind. Acting together for the advancement of peace, sustainable development, and human dignity for the present and future generations. What does this speak to in relation to Zimbabwe?
I think it, when we look at the reality of what's happening in Zimbabwe, this theme may not augur well with the current leadership, because whilst there appears to be peace, but we know there's a lot of suppression. We know that there are a lot of the people who do not agree with the government, whether they are opposition political leaders, whether they are non-governmental organizations, activists, also who have been unjustly, put in prison and denied bail. And what it does to both the issue of genuine peace and also the issue of human dignity, we have seen how some of those prisoners have been treated. That does not reflect, the dignity that we expect any government to treat these people. But in addition to that, the economic conditions that Zimbabweans are being subjected to take away the dignity that they are supposed to have. I think you must have read about how people who are even working for government are scrounging to make ends meet. With still those that are not employed, the young people who are coming out of universities and many other, you know, places of, you know, learning, they get into, you know, an economy that is not offering them an opportunity for personal development and for them to earn decent wages. So I think the team may also be seen as not occurring well for the, you know, current Zimbabwean leadership. But be that as it may, Mr. Zininga and listeners, a leader, and this is where you see the difference between the current president and the late former President Mugabe. Former President Mugabe would go to such platforms, explain his position despite unfavorable conditions. So that's my take on this thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Mr. Manduna, would you like to respond to that? What's your perspective on this theme in relation to Zimbabwe?
Well, I think, like the professor, the theme speaks a lot to our economic situation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not peculiar to just Zimbabwe. I think globally, countries, even the developed countries, Europe, right here in the U.S., are facing economic headwinds. It speaks to our young people and the future for them, not just the economy, but the sustainability of what we are doing and the challenges we're facing from a climate and environmental perspective. And I think my takeaway for this is for our government and others to introspect, and we need to double down and address these issues. And for me, they are really not addressed in New York, but they're addressed at home. A lot of the challenges that the theme speaks to instruct us to take action, urgent action on the economy, on jobs, on environment. As you see, the impact our mining is sometimes having, for example, that we need to fix as part of our vision 2030.
Mm-hmm. Right. Prof, ndambokumisa ipa mashure apo ndakuya nerurimirwa mai. Pane pamataura nyaya yekuti ameno chirungu chamataura changati chiti there could be other issues that made the president fail to come to New York. Ndoda kuti ndidzoke nechishona kwamuri. Zvii zvamungati ndo zvimwe zvezvingadaro zvakaita kuti vamunangagwa vasauya kumusangano uyu.
Maita inwa zvinika nevatereri. Zviri kutaurika pamusoro pekusaenda kwavamunangagwa kumusangano mukuru weUnited Nations General Assembly inyaya ine chekuita nezvemamiriro ekudzivirwa kwenyika, yatingati zvine kudzivirwa kwenyika nekudzivirwa kwavo semutungamiri wenyika, yatingati security pachirungu. Nekuti tinorangarira mune nyaya dzakawanda wanda mukati mebato rezvaNPS dziri kutaurika. Vamwe vari kuti aiwa president ngavaramba vachitonga kudarika 2030. Vamwe vari kuti aiwazve vangavatedzere mutemo uripo unoti aiwa munhu anotitonge tonge zvikamu zvake zviviri obva asiyirawo vamwe. Saka tazoona pamhemberero yebhavhade remutungamiri wenyika pakanodzokwa kubva kumasvingo pane ndege inonzi yakadonha. Pakasabuda zvakawanda pamusoro pekuti yadonhiswa sei uye zvii zviri kunyatsoitika. Vamwe vobva vati idzodzo nyaya idzodzo dzekutsvanzwanana kuri kuitwa mubato nenyaya yekudonha kwendege nenyaya yekutyira kuti pada pane zvingaitike pamasimba avo kana vakabuda munyika ndozviri kuita kuti president vasagone kusununguka kuenda kunosangana nevamwe vatungamiri vepasi rese vachitaura nyaya dzine chekuita
nebudiriro nematambudziko ari kusanganikwa nawo pasi rese.
Hamusi maakuti chityidzira here zvinafundo apo?
Aiwa, hakusiko kungotaura zviri zvinenge zvichitaurikawo zvinogona kunge zvine chekuita nezvataa kuzoona president vaachita nekuti vazininga hakuna mutungamiriri wenyika asingadi kuendawo pamberi pevamwe achinotsanangura mafungiro enyika yake pamusoro penyaya dzakasiyana siyana senyaya dziri kutaurwa musi wechitatu kumusangano iwo watataura weUnited Nations General Assembly. Saka ukaona mukuru achiti ayo handisi kugona kuenda uko munoda kuti mutsvage zvikonzero zvekuti nemhaka yei zvadaro. Saka ndoo zvimwe zvezvikonzero zvandofunga kuti ini mukutsvakurudza kwandaita ndoo zvimwe zvakonzerisa.
Regai vamanduna vapindure. Manzwa zviri kutaurwa naprofesa Mukonza izvo vamanduna, munoonawo sekuti pane zvimwe here pane zvavabata apo izvo zvingatadzise mutungamiri wenyika kubuda munyika kana kutyira tyira here pamafungiro avataurayo?
Ndinoona kunge muzvinafundo vedu vari kuspeculata. Isa hatidi kupinda mumaspeculation asina evidence. There's nothing unusual nezvaitika kuti mutungamiri wenyika haende kuunga because of nyaya dziri domestic. Hatidi kuspeculata tisina proof. MaZimbabwe tagara tinoda makuhwa iwayo ngei vari kupokana vakazobii izvo hatidi kana tisina evidence. Kakawanda vakuru venyika vasingauyi, mukatarisa kuna naAU kuya kuya vakama pavaitonga kuBotswana vakati havaendi kumamiting wayo, vakagambe vaigara vachitaura handisi kuenda. Kunongonotaurwa ndine zvinhu zvakawanda zvandofanira kuita muno munyika. Mucapital. So it's not unusual kunzwa munhu asingaendi. Tikayeuchidzana futi vamugabe vaigara variko kugurara unga ikoko ende zvaipedzisa zvatovanetsa futi achibuda imomo toiswa masanction tonzii vataura zvakaipa vabatana nanashavhezi chichi. Saka it's not, you know, we have to weigh kuti chii chaunduri kunotaura ikoko futi kuunga kwacho neclimate yacho. I think tichanzwa nemazuva achateera kuti agenda iri kunzi yanga iri tight. Yaita kuti His Excellency vabatikane chii. Asa hapana chinotyisa chandiri kuona.
Aiwa, ndinokutendai. Tine rombo rakanaka rekuti musangano iyi haisi kupera nhasi. Ucharamba uchienderera mberi kusvika svondo rinouya. Tinenge tichitaura nezvenyaya idzodzi. We're gonna keep coming back to you, gentlemen, and we value your opinion and your analysis. It's worthy the listener's time. It's worthy our time. We will keep coming back to you and sharing these nuggets and sharing your thoughts and views. But for today, we're going to nip it off here as our time is running out. But I would like to thank you both for being on the show today. That was Professor Mukonza, a lecturer at Tshwane University in South Africa, and a PhD student, Calvin Manduna, based here in Washington, D.C. at Howard University. That brings us to the end of our show, and signing off in Washington, I am Evans Zininga.